A prayer for the children of Israel.
Parenting.
To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation.
Mercy surround our children and their house and their nation. Let them be glad in the Lord and rejoice, for they are righteous. Let them shout for joy, all who are upright in heart. They trust in the Lord, and mercy surrounds our children and their family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, according to his loving kindness, may our Father in heaven make our children a parent after his own heart, merciful, faithful, loving, kind, good, and just. Our children and their house and their nation shall be ever merciful and land, and their descendants shall be blessed. They shall dwell in prosperity, and their descendants shall inherit the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, may our children leave an inheritance to their children's children, rich in the fullness of God, grounded and rooted in love, and the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and both the wisdom and knowledge of God. May our children show forth his praise to all generations, the remembrance of his name to all generations. For your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, throughout all generations. In Christ we pray that the Lord will be their dwelling place for all generations. O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, make our children an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. The Lord be magnified. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light which gives light to every man who comes into the world, in Christ we pray that our children will walk in their integrity, and their children shall be blessed after them. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will walk in Christ, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. They shall train up their children in the way they should go, and when they are old, their children will not depart from it. Our children shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble, for they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. We pray in Jesus' name that his Spirit, who is upon our children and their house and their nation, and his words which he has put in their mouth, shall not depart from their mouth, nor from the mouth of their descendants, nor from the mouth of their descendants' descendants, from this time forevermore. God, their refuge and strength, help our children and their family lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, that they and their children be doers of the word and not hearers only. May the Lord Jesus Christ himself and his God and Father establish our children and their family in every good word and work. May the light so shine before our children that their children will see their good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Let our children be an example to their children in word and conduct, in love and spirit, in faith and purity, clothing themselves with compassion, tenderheartedness, kindness, lowliness, meekness, humility, gentleness, and patience. May our children be kind, loving, patient, good, gentle, faithful, meek, humble, tender-hearted, forgiving, possessing self-control, giving wonderful counsel and excellent guidance, sure and steadfast, using the rod of authority to correct and to protect their offspring, leading their family down the path of righteousness and justice, the highway of holiness, into the salvation of the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all generations. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. May the Lord our God be in the midst of their house and their nation. And may their marriage be holy, producing godly offspring. Their children shall be like olive plants all around their table. Thus shall they be blessed. Our children shall provide for their own, those of their own house, and their nation. In Christ we pray that our children shall abound in grace to be good providers, providing spiritual guidance by training up their children in the way they should go, as well as providing material comforts. In Christ we pray our children and their children and their children's children and their entire nation will prosper in all things, have good health as their souls prosper. Let our children love and delight in their children, correcting them, disciplining them promptly, turning them away from all iniquity, in love, patience, and self-control, and their children shall give delight to their soul. The Lord our God, He exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. Let God be magnified. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, may our children teach their children the word of the Lord. They shall not hide the word from their children, but tell the word to generations to come, the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works, so that their children and their children's children may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. They shall make known his faithfulness to all generations. They shall teach their children to walk in truth and in the fear of the Lord, to walk in Christ, rooted and built up in him and established in faith, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God, to choose their friends carefully, and to flee from sexual immorality, allowing the Holy Spirit to direct their steps being ordered by the Lord, that they may walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit and manifest the truth of the Spirit, walking in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Let no one despise their youth, for their children shall be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and purity. They shall exhort their children to be sober-minded in all things, showing themselves to be a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that their opponents may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of them. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the prosperity whom the Lord has blessed. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make their children and their children's children complete in every good work to do his will, working in them what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, our children shall instill confidence in their children, teaching their children to trust in the Lord, for the Lord will be their confidence. They can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. Also, stirring up love and good works in them, exhorting them, always encouraging them, strengthening them, and protecting them. In Christ we pray that our children will shepherd their children according to the integrity of their heart and guide them by the skillfulness of their hands. God grant our children that their guidance be steadfast and sure, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that their labor is not in vain. May our children choose life and blessing, that both our children and their descendants may live, and our children shall make known to their children the ways of life, that they will be filled with joy in the presence of the Lord. Let our children be trustworthy, faithful, a dependable parent, bringing health to their children. In Christ we pray that our children will never hide themselves from their own flesh, but always be there to uphold their children, seeing that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for themselves and their children. Our hope in his mercy is that their children will be secure in the love of their parents, knowing the fervent love their parents have for them. For love covers a multitude of sins. God of love and peace, grant that our children are not only parent and child, but also best friends, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. pursuing the things which make for peace and the things by which one might edify the other, like-minded toward one another, exhorting one another, and walking together in agreement, that they and their family may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray that their children are never afraid to confide the secrets of the heart to them, for there is no fear in love, and that they treat their children with respect, compassion, dealing with them with kindness, gentleness, patience, and tender mercies, and with a meek and humble heart, never provoking their children to wrath, but bringing them up in training and admonition of the Lord. Let our children and their spouse and their children be joined together in a bond of love and mutual respect, their hearts being encouraged, being knit together in love with God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And may the Lord make our children and their family increase and abound in love to one another. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over our children and their family, and his glory will be seen upon them and their children. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord God from everlasting to everlasting. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of all, in Christ we ask the Father of righteousness, the God of the spirits of all flesh, that their children be wise and give delight to their soul, that our children be ever thankful, always remembering that their children are a blessing from God, a heritage from the Lord. All their children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of their children. The Lord shall teach them to profit, and lead them by the way they should go. Their descendants shall cry to the Lord, My Father, you are the guide of my youth, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Now, therefore, our God, we give thanks and praise your glorious name. In Jesus' name, the branch of the Lord, beautiful and glorious, in Christ we petition God, whose faithfulness has been established in the heavens, to grant that their children be to them a restorer of life and a nourisher of old age. Our children shall rejoice in their children's righteousness and delight in their wisdom. In Christ we pray that the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, will turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the hearts of the children to their parents. May our children be the glory of their children and their children's children, and may their children be the crown of their old age. In Christ we pray that our children and all their descendants after them shall fear the Lord. They who fear the Lord, praise him. Let their descendants glorify him, and all their offspring fear him. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Let our children and their family commemorate, thank, and praise the Lord their God. In the name of Jesus Christ, everlasting Father, in Christ we pray, our children shall rule their own house well, having their children in submission with all reverence, and their children shall honor their father and mother, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. May God give to our children and their house and their nation one heart and one way, that they and their family may fear the Lord forever for the good of themselves and their children after them. Let our children teach their children and their grandchildren to fear the Lord, so that they may drink of the fountain of life and turn away from the snares of death. According to all that the Lord has bestowed on our children and the great goodness toward their house and their nation, which he has bestowed on our children, according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, may God, our King from of old, cause their children to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way in which they shall not stumble, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified in them. May our children and their children after them receive the kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let them and their children have grace by which they may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear, in sincerity and in truth, with strong confidence, and being God's children They and their family will have a place of refuge. In Christ we pray that together they and their family will ward off all evil, being supportive of each other, helping each other, lifting each other up when they fall, abiding in Jesus Christ and Him in them, and their house and their nation. Let us sing of your power, Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King. Yes, we will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been our defense and refuge in the day of our troubles. To you, O our strength, we will sing praises, for God is our defense, the God of our mercy, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. May our children's sons and their daughters be blessed. They shall do great things and also still prevail. May it please God, He who raised Jesus from the dead, to bless the house of His servant, that it may continue forever before Him. And with the blessing of the God Almighty, El Shaddai, let their house and their nation be blessed forever. Blessed are our children and their children of the Lord. They are blessed in the name of the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to His loving kindness, according to the multitude of His tender mercies, may God blot out their transgressions, reveal and correct any errors our children have made, and heal any wounds their children have received. Our children and their children shall not bear the guilt of their parents, nor do they bear the guilt of their children. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. In Christ we pray that if our children or their descendants should backslide, the Lord will see their ways and heal them, and He will also lead them and restore comforts to them and their family and all of their descendants, whether they be far off or near, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth.
In the name of Jesus Christ, and by His blood, we revoke and wash our children and our children's children clean of any curses that have been spoken over them, either intentionally or unintentionally. For no man can tame the tongue. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, in Christ we ask our great God, mighty and awesome, not to let our children or any of their descendants pass through the fire to Molech, nor shall they profane the name of our God. May their children keep their father's command and not forsake the law of their mother. In Christ we pray that our children and their children hear the instruction of the Father's good doctrine and give attention to no understanding, and may their hearts retain His words. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of His person, may the Lord reveal the Father's love to our children and to their children, that they may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. And our children and their children and their children's children shall be near to the Lord. Let them bow their knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. For as the new heavens and the new earth which God will make shall remain before Him, so shall their descendants and their name remain.
Our children and their descendants shall love, obey, and know the Lord, for He shall manifest Himself to our children and their children, and they and their children after them will be His friend forever. He only is our rock and our salvation. He is our defense. Our children and their descendants shall not be moved. And God is our salvation and our glory. The rock of our strength and our refuge is in God. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. In that day the Lord magnify our children and their descendants in front of all. He, a consuming fire, even a jealous God, has increased our children and their family. He has expanded their borders. The Lord be magnified. In the name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of our souls, according to the riches of his grace, the Lord established his covenant between our children and himself and their descendants after them, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to our children and to their descendants after them. God, he who blots out their transgressions for his own sake, looks on them and their descendants favorably, and makes them fruitful, multiplies them, and confirms his covenant with them. And it shall be to our children and their descendants after them a covenant of an everlasting priesthood, a covenant of salt forever before the Lord, with them and their descendants. May our children and their house and their nation keep his covenant, they and their descendants after them throughout their generations. May the Lord God circumcise their heart and the hearts of their descendants to love the Lord their God with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their mind, that they may live and receive the blessing of Abraham, they and their descendants with them, that they may inherit the land in which they are a stranger. May our children and their descendants after them remember his covenant always, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. For God is a faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him. In Christ we pray that the Lord will pour his Spirit on their descendants and his blessing on their offspring. May their children continue in faith and their descendants be established in truth, rooted and built up in the Lord. Their descendants shall be justified and shall glory in God. Their descendants will be mighty on the earth, and they will be blessed. They shall expand to the right and to the left. They shall be thousands of 10,000s, and their descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. They shall dwell in prosperity, and their descendants shall inherit the earth and possess the gates of those who hate them. Their peace will be like a river, and their righteousness like the waves of the sea. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. We declare his praise, for our children and their descendants are of his people. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, may our children and their descendants fear the Lord as long as the sun and the moon endures throughout all generations, and God's mercy be from everlasting to everlasting, and his righteousness will be forever, his salvation, his everlasting kingdom, his dominion, and his throne, from generation to generation. Let the Lord reign in their house and their nation to all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, appointed heir of all things, may the Lord give to our children and their house and their nation the increase, them and their children. May they be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. May the Lord perfect that which concerns our children and their house and their nation. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Forever, Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your unfailing love continues forever, and your faithfulness endures to each generation. You establish the earth, and it abides, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose, we ask and receive all these things.
Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace to give them a future and a hope. as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it.
We will rejoice in our salvation and in the name of our God. We will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all our petitions.
By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.